to Biblical Talks Podcast with Michael Tolliver. This podcast is dedicated to biblical teaching and having worldview discussions from a biblical perspective. Here is today's podcast.
This is a spotlight on the scriptures. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. To be blessed by God is to be happy. Everyone wants to be blessed. But we should define what that means. For many people, being blessed refers to stuff. Yet, people can have plenty of stuff and still be miserable. Just look around. We are a nation founded upon the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can ask almost any person what they want out of life, and they will reply, "I want to be happy." And yet, for a people bent on pursuing happiness, we are not doing so well. Many try to find happiness in love and marriage, but the divorce rate shows that we are not finding happiness there. Couples hope that having a family will bring them happiness, but often their children cause them more pain than pleasure. Other people try to find happiness in a career or recreation activities. Many people try to dull their pain with alcohol or drugs. Not many people would admit that they have not found lasting happiness. So being blessed is beyond stuff. To be blessed is the God-given capacity to experience, to appreciate, and to spread the goodness and favor of God in your life. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13, Paul said, "I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. And in any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hungry, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthened me." In other words, he had learned to enjoy God's heavenly goodness regardless of his earthly circumstance. Listen, the psalmist also explained what the blessing person does not do. He does not walk in the vice of the wicked. He does not stand in the pathway with sinners. He does not sit in the company of mockers. Please notice the progress: walking, standing, and sitting. The one who is regularly influenced by people with little regard for God find himself or herself more and more at home with human viewpoints and miss God's blessing. Listen, when you are on the highway, you are expected to choose one lane to drive in. Though there are many lanes you can drive in, you are expected to stay in your lane and not veer into other lanes, because if you start veering into the left or the right lane, you are going to cause an accident. There's a time and a fitting way to change lanes. God's word gives you a lane to stay in. That lane is based on the written word and then affirmed by the work of the Spirit in terms of specific application to his word. Beloved, stay in that lane and do everything he tells you to do, and you will find yourself to be a blessed man. This is a spotlight on the scriptures.
For listening to Biblical Talks. This podcast is solely supported by listener donations. Please go to biblicaltalks.com to support this podcast and have a blessed day.